Over here, Cat called as she ran toward the other team's goal. I can do it. There were only seconds left in the soccer game. The Franklin Elementary School girls were playing the boys. The game was tied, 1-1. Cat's best friend Alice lofted a pass to her. Cat trapped the ball with her foot. She turned for the shot and blasted it. Cat's teammates screamed as the ball sliced through the air toward the goal. But at the last second, the ball hit the post and bounced over the top of the net. No goal. The gym teacher's whistle blew. Game over. It was a tie. The boys' team cheered. A tie was better than losing. The girls drifted off the field with shoulders drooped. They would have won if Cat's shot had gone in. Alice skidded to a stop beside Cat. Alice was athletic and lucky. Even when she missed a shot or messed up a pass, she usually scored the next goal or soon made a nice assist. Aw, I was so close, Cat cried. She dropped down to the grass and pulled a bright blue hair tie from her hair. Black curls tumbled around her neck. Good try, Alice said. Just a bit to the right, and you would have had it. I keep missing those shots, Cat said. I've got to find a way to get better before the big game in 2 weeks. Each year, the girls' team played the Wilton Warriors. Lots of people came to watch and cheer their team on. The Warriors usually won, but Franklin's team had been practicing hard. They really wanted to win this year. Cat's twin brother, Luke, walked up next to her. He patted her on the shoulder. Nice try, sis, Luke said. But thanks for missing that goal. Cat bit her lip. She grabbed a handful of grass and tossed it up at Luke. As he swatted it away, Cat swung her arm playfully behind his legs and knocked into the back of his knees. He flailed back and forth for a moment and then dropped to the ground. Cat smiled. Oh, sorry, she said. I was just stretching. How many goals did you score? Luke held his hands up.
None,
he admitted. But maybe you should work on your shooting. Cat flopped on her back and looked up at the sky. I have been, she said. You've seen me practicing after dinner. What more can I do? I don't know, but you need to find a way to get better before Alex Akers comes for the big game, Luke said. Luke and Cat's mom was friends with Alex Akers, the women's soccer star. They had played soccer together in college. Alex was coming to stay with Luke and Cat's family in 2 weeks to watch Cat's big game. Alex was on the Breakers, the best team in women's soccer. She had won the Player of the Year award for the last 3 years. Alice tapped Cat on the knee. Why don't you ask Alex to help you work on your shooting? She asked. Maybe she'd give you some tips. Cat sat up. That's a great idea, she said. A big smile spread across her face. She jumped up and did a couple of air kicks. Zap, zam! Another goal by Alex Akers! She kicked again, and one by Cat.
Hey, maybe I can get some pointers too, Luke said.
No, Cat said. You don't always have to do everything that I do. Your team isn't playing in the big game. If you go near her, I'll give you a shot.
Oh, yeah? Luke asked.
He hitched his shoulders back and turned to face Cat.
Just try to stop me.
Alice laughed and jumped in between them. Hey, maybe she'll have time to give you both some soccer tips, she said. Alice tugged Cat's arm. We need to get over to the field house for our ride. Alice, Luke, and Cat gathered their things and ran to catch up with their friends. Max and Nico were standing in front of the field house at the corner of the soccer field. The field house was an old two-story building. It had been used for summer camps and storing athletic equipment, but the town closed it a few years ago because it needed repairs.
Alice, when's your dad getting here?
Max said. He was kicking a soccer ball against the side of the field house.
About 10 minutes, Alice said.
Just then, a kid from the boys' soccer team walked by with his father, who was also the boys' soccer coach. They were headed to their car.
Hey, Danny, Nico said. Nice goal in today's game.
Danny gave a thumbs up.
Thanks,
he said.
But I'm still not as good as you, Nico.
Nico was one of the best athletes in the school.
Hey, Alice and Kat, good game.
Danny's father, Mr. Danforth, said. He was a tall man with short black hair. Even when he was coaching, he always wore a suit and tie. Danny got into the car with his father, and they drove away.
Isn't Mr. Danforth trying to tear down the field house?
Alice asked.
Kat nodded. The town doesn't have enough money to fix it, and Mr. Danforth wants to build an office building, Kat said. My mom's in a group trying to save it.
Nico looked up at the front of the building. It needed a good painting, and half the shutters were missing.
It's too bad, he said.
While they waited for Alice's father, Max and Nico took turns trying to hit a spot on the wall with the soccer ball. Nico was definitely a better shot, but Max was having fun kicking the ball as hard as he could.